Lost in Palm Springs, exhibition forward, written by Tracy Cooper Lavery, Director, Gallery and Visual Arts, HOTTA, Home of the Arts, Gold Coast, Queensland, and read by Rebecca Butler, with technical support from Andrea Higgins. Lost in Palm Springs is a national touring exhibition presented by HOTTA, Home of the Arts, Gold Coast, in partnership with Museums and Galleries Queensland. Lost in Palm Springs, forward. Growing up on Queensland's Gold Coast provides a unique perspective on a city that welcomes the world to its spaces and places daily. The ebb and flow of tourism leaves an inexplicable influence on the soul and culture of this maturing city and shows a commitment to the importance and quality of design. As a city that embraces physical growth and change, the remaining pockets of timeless and iconic design, with a cool Cali twist, have become both markers in time and architectural inspiration for distinctive Gold Coast style. Mid-century design in Palm Springs, USA, was, and remains, a response to the city's sunny skies and warmth, and is notable for its use of clean lines, natural materials, and expansive light. Little wonder, then, that Australian architects and designers would come to adopt and interpret this style, especially with cities like the Gold Coast akin to Palm Springs. Take a little spin around the back streets and you'll spot the mid-century modern inspiration everywhere. In direct comparison, there are many similarities between Palm Springs and the Gold Coast. They are both welcoming and glamorous cities. The climate is great with 300 days of sunshine, and both boast diversity in the natural and man-made landscapes. Here, the principles of mid-century design, open-plan living, connection to landscape, is imbued with lifestyle and a celebration of art and architecture. Curated by Dr. Greer Honeywell, this interdisciplinary exhibition celebrates the artists and architects who capture or reimagine the mid-century modern architecture found in both the desert city of Palm Springs and the Gold Coast. The exhibition is a diverse series of works from international and local artists, including those featured in HOTTA Gallery's own collection. Delivering large-scale projects like Lost in Palm Springs requires strong partnerships and collaboration. We acknowledge the valuable contribution and support of our exhibition partner, Museums and Galleries Queensland. We also recognise the support of our funding partners and sponsors in presenting this remarkable exhibition. Lost in Palm Springs, Curatorial Perspective, Exhibition Catalogue Essay, written by curator Dr. Greer Honeywell. Lost in Palm Springs is a multidisciplinary exhibition bringing together 14 creative minds, artists, photographers, and thinkers from America and Australia who respond to, capture, or reimagine the magical qualities of the landscape and the celebrated mid-century modern architecture of the desert city of Palm Springs, California. Lost in Palm Springs evolved as an exhibition in response to three research residencies undertaken by Dr. Greer Honeywell in Palm Springs in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Artists are curious, drawn to unbridled beauty, intense landscapes, and romantic notions of isolation. And they are equally drawn to places where ideas of place, home, and architecture shape society and the way in which people live. In post-war Australia and in America, we shared a dream. While we called it the Great Australian Dream, the idea was the same across the two nations, to create as many affordable homes as possible for the developing middle class in order to reinvigorate the economy. The brilliance of California, and Palm Springs in particular, was the influence of architects. Given the post-war societal affinities between the two countries that have existed for more than 70 years, the desert landscapes that have existed on both continents for many thousands of years, it is unsurprising that half of the exhibitors have created or continue to create works in both countries. What is it about Palm Springs that makes it seem magical, almost mythical? Spectacular mountains of ancient granitic rock rise to form an extraordinary cinematic backdrop to the city of Palm Springs. From the highest point, Mount San Jacinto Peak, at 3,302 metres, or 2,843 feet, with its snow caps and forests of conifers, to the horizontality of the patterned carpet of the desert floor, the landscape inspires wonder and awe. Bathed in extraordinary light, the inexplicable visceral sensations stimulated by this desert place and the swirling atmospheres engendered by the restless seismic power of the landscape affect the mind, body, and soul. For more than a century, extreme beauty and ambience of Greater Palm Springs has been a magnet for artists and creative minds seeking to work and live in the peace and solitude of the desert, or as traveling artists experiencing the new, exploring the unknown, allowing the atmospheres of place to influence their work. For many years, Palm Springs has been something of a dream destination, a resort city where cocktails by the pool are part of daily life. Initial interest in the sparsely populated desert city began in the early 1900s, when Palm Springs slowly began to grow as a health resort before being discovered in the 1920s by the Hollywood film industry, when actors, producers, stage designers, and directors descended upon Palm Springs to make films before recognizing it as a deeply desirable place to live. Later, in the 1950s and 1960s, dreamers and optimists were drawn to the vast tracts of mid-century modern homes, primarily second homes for an overwhelmingly optimistic post-war America. Homes that made real the promise of modernism and the Bauhaus to bring affordable architect-design homes to middle-income families. The Bauhaus, 1919-1933, was a revolutionary German school that aimed to unify the fine arts and applied arts to create beautiful objects for everyday aspects of life, including the architecture of home. The Bauhaus believed architecture should be free of decoration, functional and geometric, with free-flowing, light-filled interiors supported by expansive glass windows connecting to the landscape beyond. And that is what can be seen in the tracts of single-family homes in Palm Springs and echoed in pockets of architect-design homes in the post-war suburbs of Australia. Place and home is an overarching theme within the exhibition, links the artists, photographers, and thinkers. We all need shelter, a place to live and make home, a place to dream, whether it be vernacular coastal shack, a desert cabin, Gaston Bachelard's philosophical hut in the forest, or an architect-designed single-family home in suburbia. Inevitably, the form home takes will have an enduring effect on those who live within. Fine art photographers Kate Ballas and Tom Blatchford sought to capture the mid-century modern architecture of Palm Springs, each in different ways, using highly distinctive photographic approaches. While Darren Bradley, an architectural historian and photographer, compares the architecture of Palm Springs to mid-century modern architecture of Canberra, where he lived part-time from 2016 to 2017. Architect Lance O'Donald, AIA, Principal O2 Architecture, presents Rock Reach, a modest, desert, perfect, sustainable, prefabricated home, a prototype, able to be easily repeated, just as the Bauhaus espoused, while Troy Cudluck, President, Cud Properties Incorporated, reimagines in Palm Springs the mid-century modern homes first built across California between 1949 and 1966 by visionary developer Joseph Eichler, using the original plans of the architects made possible by the University of California, Berkeley Environmental Design Archives. For her project, Jackrabbit Homestead, Kim Stringfellow photographed the tiny, often self-built vernacular houses constructed in the desert enabled by the Small Tract Act, which began in 1938. These structures link across the Pacific to houses in the works of Rosie Griffin, who uses watercolours to capture the fragility of threatened make-do self-built houses or shacks constructed more than half a century ago in her Queensland neighbourhood of Mermaid Beach. And Robin Sweeney, in her paintings of vernacular houses found in suburban and rural Australia, shines a light on the great Australian dream and home ownership, which in post-war Australia equated to freedom and dignity. From three perspectives, the artists examine the deep desire we share for place and home. Paul Davies, Anna Carey, and Vicky Stavro extend dreams of place and home into the space of the imaginary and fantastical. In his paintings and collages, Paul Davies uses iconic modernist architectural forms which he submerges in alternate landscapes to create fictive scenes that remain strangely recognizable and at the same time unrecognizable. Anna Carey takes the familiar leftover architecture of the 1950s in the form of motels, hotels and apartments and reimagines them as architectural models which she then photographs against cinematic backgrounds. while Vicky Stavro creates paintings of classic mid-century houses in Palm Springs in richly coloured, perfectly sunlit compositions. She has never been to Palm Springs, but she dreams the houses into existence using gathered photographs as reference. For more than 20 years, Jim Iserman, who has been called a pioneer of art about design, has focused on the endless possibilities of patterns, flat, textural or dimensional, stimulated by his early research into every aspect of mid-century modern design. While Sam Cranston plays with the pattern, form, shadow and materiality of the ubiquitous mid-century modern breeze block, Ngozi Wozlak focuses on the act of drawing in situ, often on the surface fabric of the architecture of place and home, particularly glass walls and windows, creating both performance and installation works that remain long after completion. The intense interactivity with her audience and the physical act of drawing inform her work. Ideas, histories, and stories intrinsic to the works are supported by philosophical themes, linking and highlighting the different perspectives of the artists. While place and home as a theme links all works, further themes such as making the invisible visible, proof of existence, extending the moment, and the reimagined make further connections and expand ways of looking at the collection of works. Palm Springs, its history, beauty, and its extraordinary collection of mid-century modern homes, set within a magical desert landscape, maintains its allure today as strongly as ever, actively stimulating creative minds and inspiring the exploration of the art of architecture and the architecture of art. As architect Shannon Battison says, there is joy to be found in the intersection of art, architecture and life. Footnote: Shannon Battison, FRAIA, Australian National President, Australian Institute of Architecture, and Director, Architecture, The Mill Architecture and Design. Curated by Dr. Greer Honeywell, Lost in Palm Springs is a touring initiative developed by HOTA, Home of the Arts Gold Coast, in partnership with Museums and Galleries Queensland. This project has been assisted by the Australian Government through its Visions of Australia program and through the Australia Council, its arts funding and advisory body. It is supported by the Queensland Government through Arts Queensland and proudly sponsored by IAS Fine Art Logistics and O2 Architecture. Museums and Galleries Queensland is supported by the Tim Fairfax Family Foundation and receives funds through the Australian Cultural Fund. This recording was produced by Museums and Galleries Queensland in 2023. Museums and Galleries Queensland also acknowledges the support of the Queensland State Archives in providing access to their recording studio. For more information about the Lost in Palm Springs touring exhibition, visit Museums and Galleries Queensland's website at magsq.com.au. Thank you for listening.